My name is Rick Harmon. I'm 43 years old. I live in Akron, Ohio, in the United States. I lost my eyesight in late 2004 due to a condition called retinopathy of prematurity. I've been working with computers since high school in 1980. I basically started building computers in 1985, and I've worked at a couple of different places since then as a programmer, a tech support person, networking, things like that. I created the Blind Geek Zone website in October of 2006. Had a couple of people that inspired me to do this, first of which was Larry Skutkan and the Blind Cool Tech website that I found in late 2005. I was intrigued by all the podcasts that were on the site and all the contributions that so many people were making so people could learn different things and, you know, go on sound seeing tours and all that neat stuff that was going on. So in January of 2006, I produced my very first podcast for Blind Cool Tech and began producing other podcasts throughout the year for Blind Cool Tech. And a second inspiration was Debbie Scales, who passed away last September. Her website was the JFW Lite website. And after that, I decided that I would like to make a website that kind of combined what Larry did with Blind Cool Tech and what Debbie did with JFW Lite. So, in late October of 2006, I began creating the Blind Geek Zone website. And the website has been very popular. Currently, I've had 15,000 visitors and hope to pass the 20,000 mark before the first year anniversary of the website. What I do on the Blind Geek Zone website is, the biggest thing is my audio tutorials and demonstrations section. I have many audio recordings on my website that I've mostly done. They cover various things from GoldWave to Nero Burning ROM to Outlook Express to series on Windows maintenance. I have podcasts that show how to do unattended installations for XP so that a blind person can install XP unassisted on their own computers. I have other demonstrations of things like Skype and other programs. I have demonstrations of different hardware devices on the website. I have started doing this year tutorials for Vista. I also have a couple other people that contribute audio files as well to the website. And like I said, there's over 70. There might even be near 80 by now. And I also regularly produce my Blind Geek Zone podcast, where I just talk about whatever I feel like a couple times a month, things that are on my mind, things I'm doing with the website, things that are going on in the community. I also have a Documents and Programs section on the website that has various documents and programs that are interesting and helpful. I have a links section on the website with over 130 different links to various places on the web that are of interest to blind individuals. I have links to podcasting, audio, informational sites, blog sites, programming websites, HTML websites, screen readers, file transfer sites, useful programs and utilities, and shopping websites. So there are a lot of links there, and that's a continual growing section of the site as well. I have a mailing list section on the website that has, I think, about 30 different mailing lists on it that are related to different blindness interests. One of the things I started doing this year, most everything on the Blind Geek Zone is free. All the audio tutorials up to this point have been free. And what I've started doing is offering through Skype and on the telephone individualized training to people. I've had quite a few people that I've did different training things for this year, and I make enough money there to pay for my website bills and continue to purchase things to do demonstrations on for the website. I've also started doing website design for people that are interested in having websites made that don't have any interest in doing it themselves. So there are a lot of different things that the Blind Geek Zone offers. And it's basically my goal to help as many people as possible learn how to do more things on the computer, to be more independent and productive with their daily lives. You know, the blind depend on computers so much, and so many people struggle with them every day, that it basically was just my goal to create the Blind Geek Zone, you know, to help as many people as possible use their computers, you know, as well as they possibly can. And I think I've had a lot of success with that, and I've enjoyed continually modifying and updating and creating new things on the website, and I hope to do so for a long time to come. So I hope everybody will come out to the website and give it a visit. Tell me what you think of it. The address again is www.blind-geek-zone.net.